through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Friday, is the 14th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Verse 124 of chapter Al-Baqarah from the Holy Quran will be presented to you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa idh batala Ibrahim rabbuhu bikalimatin fa'atammahun. Qala inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, and of my descendants? Allah said, my covenant does not include the wrongdoers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Emanating fact is the position of presenting the aims of religion practically, and guidance is attaining the ideal, not merely showing the way. Besides that, emanate includes divine guidance too. It means the innate quality of the Imam's spiritual influence and attracting glow of his pureness encompassing, deeply touching, and truly affecting the realm of receptive people's heart, which results in their spiritual guidance. From this point of view, an Imam is just like the sun that with its life-giving light fosters and gives vitality to all living creatures.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
We are in the month of Muharram, and now the importance of the history of Imam Hussein's life. This importance, which has turned into the most tragic epic of human history, is not only because waves of the strongest human emotions are raised on an annual basis during the commemoration ceremonies held for this great personality, but rather there is nothing in his movement other than pure religious devotion and humanistic qualities. The gatherings held in his commemoration do not need any form of introduction, thus they are without parallel in their field. This event is a clear picture of a fight between two individuals and theological schools of thought, whose flames started with the advent of mankind and continued until today. these flames have not been put out. This fight was the continuation of the fight that all the prophets performed, and that all of the people seeking positive reform in the universe. سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله الحسین. Brothers and sisters, I send my deep condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. We were talking about reaching al-maqam al-mahmud, meaning the praiseworthy station, and that Ziyarat Ashura is a spiritual journey for us. And we read in it, وَأَسْأَلُهُ أَنْ يُبَلِّغَنِي الْمَقَامَ الْمَحْمُودُ لَكُمْ مِنْ دَاللَّهِ. I ask you to give me, to make me attain the praiseworthy station, the station that the Prophet of Islam has, a station that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has. And we said that first, the Ziyarat Ashura teaches us about the bala of Imam Hussein and making this our bala and our calamity. Two, we talk about grief, crying for Imam Hussein and it being ibadat for us. And that we thank God for giving us this grief, for giving us this sorrow. Three, we talked about being at silm with Imam Hussein and the followers of Imam Hussein, and being at peace with them. And then we talked about being at harb, at being at conflict, at other ends, separating ourselves from the actions of the enemies of Imam Hussein. Once a person does this, they'll reach this maqam al-mahmud, inshallah. We said that when a person reaches such a station, that life becomes very joyful for them, very pleasurable for them. And that when they reach such a station, they will not be willing ever to come back to the normal way of life. Inshallah, we'll be tasting the spirituality, the station more and more and more as we cry more for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We talked about the first step, which was awareness, being aware that there are spiritual joys that outweigh material joys. And that we have to know, even if we don't want to reach such joys, if we can't reach them, at least we know it exists. At least we know in the Day of Judgment, you won't say, oh Allah, I didn't know this exists. I didn't know that connecting to you, crying for you, was so much pleasurable for me. This is one of our great ulama, Ayatollah Bahjat. They said for a few days was worried, and he was thinking about his salat, about his prayer, because he enjoyed prayer so much. He worried about in Barzakh, the purgatory between the Day of Judgment and death, when we're in the graves. He's worried about if we could be able to do Salat in Barzakh or not. This was his worry. Can he talk to Allah? Can he do Salat in the grave or not? He was worried about this. So this shows that for people like Ayatollah Bahjat, this great scholar, or other people, that once they reach very high levels of spirituality, they never ever want to come back to this normal material life.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
Female empowerment. After the massacre, the tents of the daughters of the Prophet were ransacked and set alight. Women who were known for their incredible hijab, both physical and social, and their chastity, were paraded as captives all the way to Damascus for the world to see. Despite this, Lady Zainab stood firmly in the court of Yazid and delivered a famous speech that put his entire reign to shame. In it she said, O Yazid, do you think that we have become humble and despicable owning to the martyrdom of our people and our own captivity? As you have blocked all the path to us, and we have been made captives, and are being taken from one place to another, do you think that Allah has taken away his blessings from us? Do you think that by killing the godly persons you have become great and respectable, and the Almighty looks at you with a special grace and kindness?
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
The golden words of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, in this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. From the eminent Sayyid al-Sajjadin and Zain al-Abidin, peace be upon him, it is reported that when morning came and the soldiers approached Hussein in a voice so loud that all could hear, he delivered this address. O people, hear what I have to say. Don't rush into things before I have given you that counsel that is your right to hear from me, and before I explain the reason I set out from Mecca toward you. Then if you act in fairness and accept my explanation, it will be to your benefit. The door to killing me and to fighting against me will be shut. And if you don't accept my explanation and you don't consider my evidence sufficient, then take a vote amongst yourselves and your associates and do not allow your actions and efforts to remain from you. Advance against me without delay. Finish what you have set out to do once and for all.
There are a few other steps that we can take to make life more joyful, and we want to enjoy our life. Islam isn't about a bunch of commands, do's and don'ts, and there's no benefit. There's a benefit for it. There's joy for that joy and an effect that comes from it. But there are other steps that we can take. One is that when a person practices Islam, we are taught, for example, not to be jealous. In Islam, it is haram for us, it is a sin for us to act upon our jealousy. Do something against somebody that is from jealousy. How miserable is somebody that is jealous? How much can they enjoy their life? Imagine you see a person, you see others, they have something, you want that. They have gifts you want, that God gave them, you want those gifts. You'll never be happy ever. So Islam, when you think about the practices that we have and the tazkiyah, the refinement and the growth that Islam brings to us. It's actually making us be much happier people. When we think about, for example, jealousy, we see that a person will be miserable if he's jealous. When we look at other actions that we have in Islam, for example, Islam teaches us to be generous. How bad is it when a person is stingy? Whenever they want to spend money, each time they want to spend money, they want to take out that credit card, it's as if you're putting a knife in their heart. Each time they want to give a check to somebody, they don't want to let go of that check. Why? Because a person is stingy. But the way of Islam is the way of enjoyment. Islam teaches us, for example, to be generous and some of the traditions we have in Qura al-Hikam from Imam Ali alayhi salam, ladhatul kiram fil it'am, the ladhat and the joy that the generous have is in it'am, with giving food to others. They get so happy when they give to others. That's their ladhat. Wal la'am, ladhatul la'am, those that are stingy, their ladhat is in ta'am, fit ta'am itself, meaning that when they get something, they get food, that's their enjoyment. But the kiram people, the noble people, the generous people, when they give to others, they have enjoyment. So Islam is a complete way of life. It tells us, I gave a few examples, of it separates us from jealousy, separates us from being stingy. It separates us from not being grateful, from being ungrateful. Islam teaches us to be grateful, to think and look at the rewards that Allah has given you. Look at the blessings that He's given you, either material or spiritual. Look at these blessings and thank Him. This is a way that a person can truly enjoy life. When we look at one of the final du'as that Imam Hussein said, I believe in the night of Ashura, it is that he prayed and says, "Uthniya ala Allah ahsana thana wa ahmaduhu ala sarra'i wa dharra." I praise Allah, the best of prayers, best of praising, and I thank Him, and I'm grateful to Him, and I praise Him ala sarra'i wa dharra, even if I'm in good events and bad events. This is the night of Ashura. Imam Hussein is praising Allah, saying in good events and bad events, good in times of affliction and times of pleasure, I thank Him no matter what. I'm grateful. Then he says in this du'a, فَاجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, O Allah, make us of the shakirin, make us of the grateful. Imam Hussein, around him is a huge army. They're going to attack him. They're going to martyr him. They're going to imprison his family members. But he says, Allah, make us of the shakirin.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.